there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We're on this Tuesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Seton just showed us some new t-shirt suggestions that will be up on the site, danpatrick.com. We have one that pays tribute, I guess, to Marvin's hand. Did you feel like we were paying tribute to your small hands?
Tribute? I don't want to say it was tribute, but you guys acknowledge my small hands.
So we have the outline of Marvin's hands, his actual hand size, and it's on a t-shirt.
Like a little pat on the back.
Yeah, it says Marvin's hands, and that's available at danpatrick.com. We have another t-shirt that was dark. It's for the Dead Dad Club, the DDC, and that will be up there. Fritzy's dad is no longer with us. Paulie's dad, of course, died on Halloween when Paulie was young, and my dad died many years ago. It's, Marv's dad is dead to him, and Seton's father is still alive. Yes, Seton.
We get calls from people who maybe sometimes recently joined the DDC or are just members themselves, and there's a bit of a club there that, you know, it's like a brotherhood.
Yeah.
There's a bond there.
Oh, yeah. It's true. Yeah, we get people when their father dies, they call us up and say that they are now a member of the Dead Dad Club. Yes, Paul.
And we don't discriminate. If your father is dead, you could obviously buy the shirts, but if your father may be dead someday, you could buy now in anticipation of that event.
And then we have another t-shirt as well, Seton. You, this was based off Marvin recounting a Will Ferrell line from Eastbound and Down.
That's correct.
And that would be?
I could feel it in my plums.
So... we have a t-shirt. You know, our t-shirt people do a wonderful job. Very, very creative. And these are some fun t-shirts. There's a lot of t-shirts available at danpatrick.com. We keep getting asked about watermelon moonshine. That is going to be a little bit later on this summer. I'll let you know. We're trying to make more moonshine for you because the reaction has been pretty crazy. But we'll let you know when we come up with the newest batch. That will be watermelon moonshine. Chris Mannix set to join us here covering the NBA for Sports Illustrated. We say good morning to those watching on Peacock. You can download the app. You can watch for free our radio affiliates around the country, numbering 390 cities. Yes, Eaton?
Yeah, Twitter has just exploded, actually, with commentary about how the Marvin's Hands t-shirt is going to look for a female demographic. Which is an interesting point I really hadn't thought of.
Right, because I'd love to get one for my wife. I don't want Marvin's Hands there.
Yeah, because that's exactly where Marvin's Hands are going to be. That is fantastic.
Yeah, strategically placed there.
On some people, his hands will look bigger, if you know what I mean.
Will your wife wear that t-shirt, Marvin?
Without question. I don't know about anybody else's wives, but mine will.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
At least I hope.
877-3DP show. Email address dp at danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP show. Matthew in Oregon. Hey, Matt, what's on your mind?
Hey, how are you doing today?
Good, Matt.
So I had a pitch for another T-shirt, if you don't mind.
Okay.
One of our favorite things as sports fans is the debate who the GOAT is, greatest of all time. But the conundrum we always get into is comparing different eras, like 80s basketball versus today. What if we did an I Am Groot shirt, greatest of our time, where we debate not so much the all-time greats, but in each different era, and you can be I Am Groot of the 80s, so you could have, you know, throw on who you want on there. I Am Groot of the 90s, obviously Michael Jordan, throw him on there. But I Am Groot, and you've got the new movie coming out here soon. You can tie in with that, you know, a lot of
it. All right. Well, thank you, Matt. We'll take that under advisement. Yes, Todd.
He was saying Groot. Wouldn't it be Goot? Greatest of our time would be the four letters, right? It sounded like he was saying Groot.
He was on a roll. I'm just going to let him go.
Probably not going to happen.
Yeah,
sure. Because Groot doesn't have the same ring to it.
Yeah.
Like Michael Jordan's the Groat.
Let's make way for the GOAT, Chris Mannix, Sports Illustrated senior writer, covering the NBA playoffs. He was at game one with Atlanta and Boston. He'll be there game two tonight. Then he heads to the West Coast for a Clippers game and the Lakers game three. And Mannix joins us on the program. What did you see in the Draymond Green play?
I understand why the referees threw him out, because it did meet the criteria for excessive. It was, by the letter of the law, a flagrant foul too. But that was one of those moments where I really wish the referees would have shown some discretion there, because we can watch it 50 times on replay and we can see Draymond stepping on Domantas Sabonis. But in the heat of that moment, that play and that sequence doesn't happen unless Sabonis grabs the leg of Draymond Green. And sure, Draymond's got to be smarter. But in that moment, Dan, fourth quarter, close game, Draymond grabs a rebound and is going back the other way to try to put his team up in transition. I just felt there should have been a little bit of leeway to keep Draymond in the game. You know, give him a flagrant one. Call a technical on him as well. Call a personal foul on him as well. Call anything on him, but just don't toss him out of the game. And I thought it was telling, Dan, when TNT went to Monty McCutcheon, who is the czar of NBA referees, who is always full-throated support of his referees and their decisions. Monty McCutcheon, the first thing he said was, you know, difficult play. You know, difficult play to make a decision on. So I just wish there had been more of a runway to punish Draymond for what he did, but also keep him in a critical game.
Priors, how does that factor in with Draymond Green in a situation like that?
I'm sure it does. And as we sit here on Tuesday, I certainly will wonder if the NBA decides to suspend him. I suspect not, because I think the NBA, you know, given the benefit of, you know, 12 hours, will, you know, probably see what everyone saw, which is a bang bang moment where Draymond, you know, got tangled up, and intentionally, by the way, you know, he was grabbed by Sabonis, and the NBA will decide not to suspend him. But look, Draymond is not going to get the benefit of the doubt when it comes to these types of plays. He's got too much of a history of doing it for the referees to show him that kind of respect.
Bigger picture here. Steph's never been down 0-2 in a playoff series. Now you're going back home. Now you got to win the next two to put the pressure on Sacramento. Who would you bet on in this situation?
I'm still going to bet on Golden State here, because all season long, the Warriors have been an abysmal road team. The fact they lost two games on the road is not surprising. In fact, they played probably better than I thought they were going to play in these first two road games, especially when you consider that Andrew Wiggins is going to need time to get back to being Andrew Wiggins. He, especially offensively, he's not the player he was before he went out. I don't want to take anything away from Sacramento, because I came on the show and was less than bullish about their chances of doing anything in the playoffs. They defended in game two. They haven't defended for most of the season. Yeah. They defended in game two. De'Aaron Fox, you know, he took the challenge that Mike Brown gave him to chase Steph Curry around, and he has run with it, literally. And he has been really effective at defending him. Same with Davion Mitchell. Kevin Huerter, a lot better than I thought he was going to be defensively. And offensively, they're just them. Like, they're putting up points, and they're getting the ball out, and they're running. So I don't want to take anything away from Golden State, but I'm more confident in Sacramento's or Golden State's eventual ability to win on the road than I am Sacramento. Sacramento doesn't have to be clear. Like, yeah, they can just win all their home games and it can be over. But I think Golden State's going to win these next two. And I think we're going to come back to Sacramento in a game five, someplace that Golden State has been 50 times during the, you know, Curry, Thompson, Green era, and a place that Sacramento hasn't been before. So I'm still confident, or I still believe in Golden State, but it's an uphill battle now. I've got to win four of the next five, and this Sacramento team is not just happy to be here.
Chris Mannix, Sports Illustrated senior writer. A couple of weeks ago, I think you were ahead of the curve. You said you thought the Lakers were going to win the West, and feels like now there's some people on the bandwagon. Yours truly. I like the team. I thought Pelinka did a wonderful job at the trade deadline. They thankfully didn't get Kyrie, but they have a good roster. They have a good team. And now we look at this team against a banged-up Memphis team. You're going to see them in Game 3 in L.A., but how do you assess the Lakers now?
I do love when you're joining my bandwagon.
Yes, it's rare.
That makes me happy. Ricky Rubio's
this next. Is going to come back to bite me because I joined you on the Laker bandwagon.
100%. I've just always been a believer that you should believe what your eyes are telling you, right? And since the trade deadline, the Lakers are 18-9, or no, 19-9 after that game one win. They won six of the last seven going into the playoffs. Yeah, the play-in game sucked. Like, they didn't look good. They were lucky to get past Minnesota in that 7-8 game. But I look at that as more the exception than the rule of how the Lakers have been playing. They've got depth. Like, Austin Reeves going for 23, including 14 in the fourth quarter. That's a, you know, a great performance, but that's what Austin Reeves been doing the last couple of months. Like, his confidence is at like a Kobe level right now. I mean, he's just out there shooting and playing freely. And I don't think that's something that can't be duplicated over the rest of this series and the rest of this postseason. Sure, Rui Hachimura probably not going to go for 29 in game two, but he's a pretty solid guy. And if you're going to leave him wide open, his numbers on catch and shoot threes have been really good the last couple of years. And that's all the Lakers are asking to do. Yeah. Just stand out there, be open, and make catch and shoot threes. Look, the Lakers won game one. Was LeBron like the fourth best player on the floor at that point? He took one shot in the fourth quarter of that game. So, like, you can say Rui Hachimura is going to come back down to earth. Well, LeBron's got another level that he's going to go to. And that doesn't even touch Anthony Davis, who, like, yeah, you know, Anthony Davis gets that stinger at halftime, and I'm watching the ABC halftime show, and, like, they're just burying him. Like, it's over. Anthony Davis, oh, God, he's made of glass, and he's got to prove himself. And here we go again with Anthony Davis. He comes out of the locker room and is the best player on the floor in the second half of that game. So, look, the Ja Morant injury obviously changes everything for Memphis. They might get swept if Ja Morant can't play the rest of these games. But moving forward, like, if you're not looking at the Lakers, a team that can defend, a team that shoots the three now, that has depth in scoring, that in virtually every series, maybe every series, is going to have the best 1-2 combination on the floor, if you're not betting on that team, you're not believing what your eyes are telling you.
I had Jamal Crawford on yesterday, and I said, how do you think history is going to remember Kawhi Leonard? And he said, not one of the top five players regular season, but one of the top five players of his generation postseason. How do you think we're going? I mean, I'm always amazed when he's playing. I'm not amazed when he plays well. And, you know, here you are with the showdown with Kevin Durant, and he shows up big in these moments. How do you think history is going to remember him?
Yeah, that's a good question and a great answer from Jamal, because, like, Kawhi might never win another All-NBA award again because just not going to play enough games. Yeah. And certainly with this new threshold for awards, he's almost certainly never going to win an award ever because, you know, the days of Kawhi Leonard playing 65 regular season games or more are probably gone. But you get into the playoffs and you could probably count on a couple of fingers, maybe, how many guys you might take over Kawhi in a seven-game series. I mean, his defense has always been his calling card. And you watch Durant in that fourth quarter. What did he attempt? Like a couple of shots, one shot, whatever it was, down the stretch. Didn't even get a shot in the final like 6 minutes or whatever it was. That's huge for the Clippers. And then offensively, the way he's grown really since San Antonio, he's just reliable from three-point range. Like, you give him the ball, he is going to make a positive offensive play out of it. So I agree with Jamal. In these playoffs, I don't know if there's a guy I'd take over him. I think LeBron still lurks out there as a guy that can change the game all by himself. But both ends of the floor for 30-plus minutes of a playoff game, I think Kawhi Leonard might be the best player in this postseason.
What?
Who would you take? Who can do those two things as well as Kawhi Leonard? Offense, defense.
Well, I would have Giannis. Then I would take Embiid over him. Yes, because I know that they're going to be available. Giannis.
This is a tough time to say Giannis is definitely going to be available after he missed the second half of game one with that back injury.
He tried to come back.
He tried, but he was hurt, right? Like, I'm not. This isn't meant to disparage Giannis.
Kawhi would have missed a month.
Well, Kawhi doesn't get up that high anymore, so it's not. He's not going to be.
You wouldn't take Steph Curry over him?
In the playoffs right now, no.
And you wouldn't take LeBron over him?
LeBron's the only one that's close. That's what I said. Like, he's, because of everything LeBron can do on both ends when he dials it up. Like, Kawhi in a postseason game kind of dials it up all the way right away. Like, he's that guy the moment he steps on the floor. But to have a guy that for 30-some-odd minutes you can put on the best wing player on the opposing team, who in today's NBA is more often than not the best player on the opposing team, whether it's what he did against Giannis a few years ago when he was in Toronto, what he did, what he's done already in this series against Kevin Durant, what he's probably going to continue to do. I don't know. I think you get enough from him offensively to separate him from on both ends among the greats in this league.
Good to talk to you as always, Chris.
Welcome to the bandwagon, Dan.
It's going to come back to haunt me. I know it is. Thank you, bud.
You got it.
Chris Mannix, Sports Illustrated, senior basketball writer. He's going to take Kawhi. I just never know if Kawhi's going to be available. Now, he's great in the postseason, but I just don't know if he's always going to be available in the postseason. Would I take LeBron over him? Yeah. But I know LeBron's going to be there. Steph Curry, yes, I know he's going to be there. Giannis, yes. I would take Embiid now. Probably take Jimmy Butler over him. Just once again, I'm only going with history here with Kawhi. Wonderful player, Hall of Fame player, but the fact that he won't qualify for an all-NBA team probably the rest of his career because he won't be able to play 65 games. Yeah, Paul.
I know Mannix is basking in his Lakers prediction from 2 weeks ago, but
man.
They were down starting the fourth quarter of a play-in game.
I know.
He must have been real nervous. Because we probably wouldn't have mentioned it to him.
No, we never would have brought that up. No. All right, let me take a break. We'll come back. We'll get to phone calls. We'll update our poll results back after this. TireRack.com. Can't say enough good things about them. I'll try. TireRack.com. Free shipping. Free road protection. Hazard protection there for you just to start. And they got a test track. They test the tires. And they're going to give you all that information. Easy to use information tire decision guide, personalized tire recommendations. I mean, nobody will give you the white glove treatment like these great folks at TireRack.com. Full lineup of Pirelli tires. They're shipped fast and free. They're very fast. And I was able to get my tires overnight. They can send it to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. They have mobile tire installation available in a lot of areas in the country. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. They've thought of everything. Most of all, bottom line, they think of you. Go to TireRack.com/Dan and see the Pirelli test results, special offers they have. TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. At FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app. Sunday week two of the USFL continues. More great hard-hitting action. New Jersey Generals take on the Pittsburgh Maulers Sunday, 1 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. By the way, the highest average salary in the NFL, it's Jalen Hurts at $51 million, Aaron Rodgers at just over $50 million, and Russell Wilson at $49 million. The most guaranteed money is obviously Deshaun Watson. Kyler Murray is second at 189.5, then Jalen Hurts at just over 179. It might be a team-friendly deal that Jalen Hurts signed when you think about it. It's going to ramp up, but the first 2 years, I think Daniel Jones makes almost twice the amount the first 2 years of his contract that Jalen Hurts makes in guaranteed money here. But Kyler Murray, and the Giants can get out after 2 years, but Kyler Murray at 189.5, yikes. Even Russell Wilson with that contract. Do you see where Russ flipped a golf cart? He was at a golf course, and I think he didn't see the bunker, the sand trap, and maybe he didn't get hurt, but he flipped the golf cart. Yes, Todd.
How do you keep saying let's ride and you don't know how to ride? It's kind of confusing.
Okay. All right. I'm going to give you a bloop on that.
I'll take it.
All right. Bloop, bloop. I did have a couple of people who asked me this. Why do you say bloop? Bloop, bloop. And I said, well, it's around the horn. It's Tony Reale. Because Reale will, you know, when he gives you a point or two, it's like bloop, bloop. Todd did that a couple of years ago, and we brought it back. Bloop, bloop.
It's fun.
Although Todd doesn't get many bloops on
I
the
don't.
Show. Bloop, bloop.
But it is a fun thing to do.
Yeah. Adam Schefter he's not reporting this because the Buffalo Bills GM Brandon Bean just told reporters after visiting with the medical specialist last week, safety DeMar Hamlin has now been cleared to resume full activity. Okay. What's a team, what kind of policy do you have to take out? Like, I don't know. I'm going to guess if I'm going to sign DeMar Hamlin, then he's got to sign a waiver here. There has to be something that will free the team if something happens. But what's his contract situation with the Buffalo Bills?
It's not a long contract. He had maybe $600,000 coming to him next year.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, Paul.
I'm going to go back. He did an interview with Michael Strahan around the Super Bowl. I think a Super Bowl pregame. And he said he always wanted to come back. He's planning on coming back. He hasn't addressed this specifically, but I assume he wants to come back. It's still never been reported what happened to him that night. I'm looking at all these reports, including what's going on now, whether the hit caused a cardiac arrest or he had some type of pre-existing condition that caused him to collapse on the field. And Michael Strahan asked him directly, and he said he wasn't ready to answer at this time. I've sent notes to a few different reporters who cover the team, cover him specifically. They say they have no idea what it was that night.
And I've tried to find this out through the NFL home office channels of, is this information? And they can't release that information. It has to come from DeMar Hamlin because of HIPAA laws. And I certainly understand that. I'm surprised it hasn't leaked. But did he have an existing medical condition? Did the hit, as fluky as it was, did that cause his heart to stop? But, yeah, I'd have to find out through the NFL Players Association or somebody just, how do you devise a contract moving forward with that to protect everybody in a situation like that? Yes, Todd?
Yeah, what team could comfortably sign him if some of this is a big secret? They've got to get all that information, whether it's a pre-existing condition, some kind of freak accident. You can't have that on your conscience and just comfortably send him out there in your team's uniform.
Well, yeah, you have to ask those questions or you wouldn't sign him. If he doesn't answer the questions, you're not signing him. It'd be, the liability aspect of that. Yes,
Eden. I mean, he can answer those questions for the team and not make it public.
Yeah. If you trust the team won't make it public, because they might go, why didn't you sign him? And then what does the team say? I think that information would get out. If he left Buffalo, then I think that it would be a bigger issue where you could have a leak there. But if he stays with Buffalo, they're going to welcome him back. He has a contract, and they want him to come back. Yes, Paul.
He was a sixth-round draft pick. He has 2 years left on his contract. Mm-hmm. DeMar Hamlin's 25 years old. Next year, he'll make just under $1 million. And in 2024, he'll make just over $1 million. But he's under contract completely for the next 2 years.
But the team of medical specialists with the Buffalo Bills have cleared him to resume normal activities.
They said three separate doctors advised the story.
Wow. All right. Well, good for him. I think we were just happy that he was healthy and going to resume a normal life. Now you're going to come back and play football. This is a big deal. Yeah, Paul.
I'm not making a joke here. I was wondering if you can bet on comeback player of the year on different sports betting sites, because that seems like an easy one. Or because if he plays 10 minutes next year.
Yeah. A couple of phone calls in here and a poll question, an update there, Seton.
Yeah, we got a couple up there. Should Draymond Green be suspended for the next game? Right now, 57% of the audience say yes. And then we also put up there, who would you give 5 years, $180 million to right now? Jalen Hurts or Lamar Jackson? You want to guess on that?
I'm going to say they're going to go with Jalen Hurts.
Not even close. 75% say Jalen Hurts.
Yeah. Recency bias.
Just a bit.
Yeah. Wow. And then you wonder, what is Tua going to get? Tua replaces Jalen Hurts in the national title game and, is a top five draft pick, and we're not sure. I wouldn't be extending Tua Tagovailoa, and here's Jalen Hurts, who does get extended, and he's the highest paid player in the NFL right now. Seton.
A lot of people say, we should put Joe Burrow in that conversation, which I totally get, right? He could get a monster extension. But they also want to put Justin Herbert in there, too.
I think there's feeling with the analysts that Herbert is maybe better or more talented than Joe Burrow. Mm. But the production's not there. But it always feels like, there are a lot of guys who love Herbert just because of the athleticism that he has. I think we underestimate Joe Burrow athleticism. I mean, Joe Burrow just knows how to play the position. And Justin Herbert, I think, is still learning what he can and can't do, what he should and shouldn't do. And he's got a lot of talent on that team. I don't know what's going to happen with Austin Eckler. It feels like there's going to be a couple of running backs there. Somebody's, going to get a good football player in Bijan Robinson or Jahmyr Gibbs, the kid out of Alabama. Somebody's getting a really good football player down in the draft, maybe at the end of the first round or top of the second. Yeah, Paul.
Justin Herbert, three seasons. He's 25 and 24 in the regular season as a starter. He's got 94 touchdowns and 35 picks. Yeah. I mean, those are really, really nice stats.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow is 24-17 as a starter in the regular season, 82 touchdowns and 31 picks. So the stats are just a touch better for in the regular season. But then Joe Burrow is 5-2 in the playoffs.
Burrow went to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Jalen Hurts went to the Super Bowl. And I would love to know how Lamar Jackson processed that Jalen Hurts contract. Because do you wait to see what Burrow gets and or Justin Herbert gets? Now you say, hey, I should be included with them. But I don't know. I think the problem with this situation is Lamar keeps waiting. Now, he could have signed the deal, and if you look back on the deal he could have signed 2 years ago, and if it's true that he was going to get $133 million guaranteed, okay, he might say, hey, thankfully I did wait. But I don't know. If I'm Baltimore, I don't want to bid against myself, and nobody wants to offer two first-round draft picks for him. And the Aaron Rodgers situation, you know, I haven't brought it up. We were on vacation. There was nothing to bring to your attention. But I start to look at the window here. And this is what I think, and I was told this by a source. Wait, the Packers and the Jets would love to wait until the second round, the second day of the draft. Because if you have a draft pick here and you're going to have to trade that draft pick, Green Bay wants that first-round pick now. You got 13th pick. So Green Bay wants that now. The Jets would like to, you know, stay on the clock here and go, no, we're going to wait, and we want to give you a first-round pick. If I'm the Packers and you want a first and a second out of this, then do you get to the point where you say, I want a second round this year, and then we'll take the first round next year? Because they want to base this off how bad the Jets were this last year and get that first-round pick this year, as opposed to waiting until next year. So you get a second-round pick this year, and then you get a first-round pick next year. Yes, Paul?
If I'm the Jets, I have the 13th pick in this draft. I package that pick with my next year's first-round draft pick and trade up in this draft and then call the Packers and say, we don't have any first-round draft picks to offer you until 2025.
Mm.
If you'd like that, we'd love to give it to you in hopes that that team is way better. We don't have any first-round picks to offer you. The Packers can't say no. They don't have. Neither team has the option to say no to a trade. Complete no.
The Packers can bring Aaron Rodgers back.
Cannot.
Why?
I guess they technically can. They've made their bet, and they everyone's moved on. They're ready to move on. And the worst. What if they can bring him back and he plays well?
No. What if Aaron Rodgers says I don't want to play?
Right.
All right. So what?
Packers win there.
Yeah. But, I mean, if the Jets are going to play hardball and do something like that, like hey, yeah, sorry. We moved up and we got Jalen Carter.
Cupboard's empty.
Yeah. Don't have anything for you. Be like, okay, that's fine. Then good luck with Zach Wilson. You're ready to win now. Are you going to have a second round pick or a first round pick next year prevent you from maybe being a team to beat in the AFC? And how long has it been since we've said that about the Jets? The Packers aren't going to be the team to beat in their own division. They might be the third best team in their own division. Because the Lions and the Vikings should be better than the Packers. And then you have the Bears. But
if the Packers somehow have a better season than the Jets next year.
Well, see what DraftKings has with wins. Because I don't think it's that far off. I thought the Jets were 9.5 wins.
Is DraftKings factoring in Aaron Rodgers being a Jet?
I would imagine.
Yeah.
I think the Jets are over-under was 9.5. And the Packers is probably 8.5, maybe. Now, you also have to factor in that you're in the same division with the Dolphins and the Buffalo Bills. And who knows what's happening with the Packers or the Patriots. Although, you know, person I talked to who told me, you know, his best guess was the locker room was split on, you know, which quarterback they like better in New England. And then they're talking about maybe if there's a quarterback available that they would draft. You never know with the Patriots because the information, when it trickles out, you're not quite sure if it's real or not. Yeah, Paul.
I have the latest over-under for the Jets for next year is 9.5 wins.
Yeah.
The over-under for the Packers, oh, man. 7.5 wins,
oh,
which is the exact same as the Bears, the Commanders, the Raiders, The Patriots are 7.5. The Panthers are 7.5.
Okay.
Your Rams are 7.5.
Mm. Matthew Stafford says he's healthy, coming back. He says he's not as young as he once was. Okay. But he's ready to go.
I wonder if you gave him a mulligan and he knew he was going to be hurt. If he walked off after that Super Bowl, he would have.
Yeah, but I don't know how much money you're walking away from.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about
that. There's a whole lot of money there.
Did he have like a bunch of commercials?
I think he had one. Was that the AT&T?
Yeah.
Which was pretty good.
Lily and him?
Yeah.
Cutting it up.
Is that her name, Lily?
Sure. Earthy loves her.
Yeah, I'm a fan of hers.
Yeah. Yes, Marv.
All right, so my question was, Aaron Rodgers can be traded in June, right?
Yeah.
As late as June? The NFL schedule comes out around early May, mm-hmm. May 11th, I think.
Mm-hmm.
What does that do to the NFL schedule when they're trying to do, you know, postseason, not postseason, but primetime games and such?
Well, you do have flex schedules now, but I don't know what you do. How many nationally televised games do you have with the Jets? Yeah, I don't know how much information the commissioner can find out before you send it off and to the schedule maker and go, all right, we assume that he's, because then if he stays with the Packers, they're still must-see TV as well. Would you take, 7.5 for the Packers? I might take the over there. And it seems like they're begging you to take the over with 9.5 wins for the Jets with Aaron Rodgers. Yes, Paul.
Let's say Aaron Rodgers becomes a Jet. I have the teams they would play next year. They could play the Chiefs. Would you do week one Chiefs at Jets as a real juicy, fun game?
Well, you open it. Let me see. You can have the Chiefs on Thursday night. I think they have the Super Bowl, defending Super Bowl champs usually on Thursday night. And then you have a juicy matchup on Sunday. So the Chiefs would have to play Thursday night.
That'd be fun. New York market.
Yeah.
Get it going.
But the Chiefs have to be at home.
Then scratch it.
Okay.
Back to you in the studio.
All right. We now resume our regularly scheduled program. Let's take a break. Last call for phone calls. What we learned? What?
Jets, Cowboys to open the season. Ratings-wise, not good game-wise. The Cowboys play the Jets this year away.
Wait. The Cowboys in New York?
Cowboys at home.
Oh.
Against the Jets.
Hmm.
Yeah.
No, that's always a blockbuster. All right, we'll take a break. We'll close up shop after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, You can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Everybody celebrate leaving your wife and kids. Come on now.
That was the original name of the song. Yeah.
Woo-hoo. This day in sports history. Oh, our good buddy Jim Jackson is going to join us tomorrow. Bijan Robinson, Texas running back, will join us on Thursday.
Wow.
The returner Reggie Miller. We'll let you know when Reg is going to join us, but We hope to have him for the entire playoffs here. That'll be great. Yes, Todd?
What do you think of the nickname Mustard for Bijan Robinson? Like a Dijon Mustard, because he's hot with the ball.
He did get a deal. Like, didn't he have a car deal?
Yeah, with a Mustard? He also got a Mustard deal.
He does have a Mustard deal.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Thank you, Todd.
He thought he's all new.
I thought
on
I came up with something clever there.
Yeah.
Back to the drawing board.
Well, maybe if you did your research on Bijan Robinson before, then, you know.
Bijan Mustard. Makes sense.
Thank you, Todd.
Should I give him a couple bucks?
Brandy in Iowa. Hi, Brandy. Welcome back. What do you have for me?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Love the lead-in song. So, streaming on Peacock, live look-in at work. Oh, my gosh. The new T-shirts are cracking me up. Actually laughed out loud, and a couple people looked at me funny. I thought, well, I'm kind of in an exclusive club that Marvin isn't even in yet. So I'm wondering if we might be able to workshop the fact that my dad was dead to me, obviously. But then now he is actually really dead. So I didn't know if we could do a dead to me, dead dad club and kind of workshop. And it's all of those things involved. And Marvin, one positive thing to look forward to, I got a week of paid vacation when he went. So there we go.
Okay. How about that, Marv?
The DTM DDC?
Jeez. Yeah, it seems a little complicated. So Marv's dad is dead to him. He's not dead. He's just dead to you. Yeah.
But I'm going to be here when he dies, though. I'm not taking a week off. I'm going back to business. Mom, dude's over here struggling. Oh, what about you? And I'm cool. Same over here.
Let it out.
I'm about to go to therapy one day.
Have you ever gone to therapy for that?
I have not. Yeah. I need to, though.
Do you?
I think so.
Like angry? Bitter?
You know what? Maybe not bitter, but I think it just, you know, my perception of just the world as it is just kind of, I really should go.
How old were you when your dad left?
He was never there.
He wasn't.
To start out with. Sorry, guys, go ahead. Minnesota North Stars. We can go back to something else.
Yeah, I kind of liked it.
Okay.
Yeah, of course you did.
Oh, I want to see some realness.
But did you, you've met your dad?
I have, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was like, hey, guy.
Hey, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, guy.
Like, who's a stranger?
Oh, well, how old were you? Wait, are you okay with this?
I'm all right. Yeah.
Okay. Did you dap him with the left hand and not the right?
I should have. But my mother was like, Give Lewis a handshake.
Lewis.
I was like, all right, Lou.
Oh, so you're calling this guy Lou and it's your father.
I mean, biologically, sure.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Shaq called his stepfather his father. So.
Yeah.
So I'm not alone.
You got a great mom. You're very lucky that you have a great mom.
Correct. And I overcompensate for being the world's softest dad only because I think it's what I would have wanted. Like when people get up on LeBron. You know, why is he on the court? Why is he, you know, super in his son's life? I was like, I completely understand that.
Yeah.
Like, you want what you didn't have.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Your mom made you into a man. Your mom's special person. Yeah, Paulie.
We're running out of time for this day in sports history, Dan. I know this is cute and all.
Oh, my bad.
I mean, Marv.
I have some important stuff, yeah, please.
How about ball hogging a little?
Yeah. All right. I'm sorry.
1995. Joe Montana's dad was sad when he retired from the NFL. In 1999, Wayne Gretzky's dad was probably sad when he played his final game in the NHL.
Oh.
And in 2002, Peter Forsberg's father was probably happy to see him playing again in the Western Conference quarterfinal after having his spleen removed a while back before that.
All right.
Back to you, Marv.
Pete Gray's dad was probably pretty pleased to see his son play and pitch in his first game, or play in his first game. He was a one-armed outfielder in 1945. So a one-armed outfielder went 1-for-4. His dad had two arms. He had one.
Okay, you can hug him with.
Yeah. Man, it got dark.
DDC shirts on sale.
Yes, DDC, Dead Dad's Club. 1981, Rochester Red Wings and the Pawtucket Red Sox played a game that is believed to be the longest baseball game in history. Anybody want to take a guess? How many innings? I'll tell you even something as interesting, if not more so, the starting third basemans, the opposing third basemans, two Hall of Famers.
Dutch something or other?
No, it was 1981. Oh. It was not 1901.
33 innings, Phillies?
No, that's not.
I thought 33 innings.
32 innings.
Oh.
It ended at 4:09 in the morning. They had to resume it the next day. The third baseman.
Three Fingers Brown.
No, shut up. Yes, Mark.
Wade Boggs.
Wade Boggs, bloop.
Whoa.
The other one, Rochester Red Wings, minor league affiliate. Made a name for himself as a shortstop.
Cal
Ripken?
Yeah, bloop, bloop.
Wow,
yeah.
Look at you.
That's what having no dad gets
yeah.
you. Free time.
You're wrong.
Lewis would be proud.
You yeah. No. So you didn't have a dad, so you had to do something. So you watched TV and read some,
that's right.
read some magazines.
Ahmad Rashad is more my dad than that guy.
Let's go around the room what we learned on the program. Marvin, I'm going to start with you. What did you learn today?
Therapy's coming soon.
Yes, it is. Seton, what did you learn today?
I just feel very uncomfortable right now.
Okay.
Right. Sean Casey's son hit a dinger.
Yeah.
And he was there for it.
A grand slam. Yeah, Todd, what did you learn?
Appointment viewing for you tonight. Knicks Cavs game 2 with a side of Clippers Suns.
Yes, absolutely. Paulie, what did you learn?
How you doing, Lewis?
Yeah.
Feeling good, Lewis. Sorry.
Feeling good, Lewis. What did I learn, Todd?
Even though they're down 2-0, Chris Mannix still likes the Warriors to eliminate the Kings and thinks Kawhi Leonard best player in the playoffs right now.
If you're planning to do some spring cleaning, here's my advice. Clean the house, then protect every inch of it with SimpliSafe Home Security. Customize the perfect system for your home, and you could do so at SimpliSafeDan.com. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. Our good buddy Jim Jackson, one of the smartest NBA analysts, will join us on the program coming up tomorrow. We'll keep an eye on what happens with Draymond Green, if anything. Thanks for the phone calls, emails, tweets. Go to DanPatrick.com. Check out all of our great T-shirts. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day, everybody.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.